Gonna have to. I don't think there's been a time I've actually smoked Nikki under the table. There's times where we've tapped out at the same time or both agreed not to roll another one, but that's different than tapping out in while the circle's in motion.
No, I think that's different because there's tapping out of a spliff that's currently going around, which you've sort of like you've all sort of agreed you're gonna smoke, and there's like sitting there just like, do I fancy a spliff?
No. Do we roll another one?
Yeah, like
is a question that most circles have, especially if you're having a proper session.
Well, yeah, but I find that's also because there's so many of you, and say there's five of you, a spliff only goes so many tokes. So really, you have most people we know smoke their own spliffs. Yeah. So we're all quite heavy smokers. So to us, having like five spliffs go around like in a couple of hours isn't really a lot.
Not the way I've been smoking lately.
No, I love you. Are like proper on the fucking not even on the bag wagon. You're driving the fucking bandwagon. You are in.
Well,
to win
at the moment, I'm smoking again because I can smoke to enjoy it again. I'm not smoking it because my life is going to heck.
No, I must admit, depressing smoking is not the one. Like we all do it. Like, and I don't just mean like, oh, I had a shitty day. I mean, like, you know, my world is crumbling, like, you know, Edgar Allan Poe style.
Let's just get monged out so we feel a little bit happy and put on a show we like that's no we're going to make us laugh.
Yeah, you know, no concentration, like, but we've all done it, but it is nice that you're smoking again, not because of your anxiety, just because enjoying it.
Yeah, but I've proven on that front. I've been out a couple of social occasions without a smoke. And I haven't had a panic attack. So.
Yay!
So that's getting a bit better. I'm feeling a bit more comfortable with myself.
That is what we like.
And after this last weekend with what I did with ship call and everything, it just really has brought my self-worth up a bit.
Like, yay, self-esteem! Yeah. Hercules!
I'm just smoking to smoke again, and it's nice. It's like, today we'll just put aside to smoke. Because I have got a 5 o'clock start tomorrow. I've got at work, I mean, I've got to be at work at 5, not like I've got to be up at 5.
Right, I see.
I'll be up at 3.
Oh, dude, that sucks. Well, we've got enough weed here that you will have an early night, I feel.
And then, that is the plan.
And then some more leftover.
Well, yeah. Because my guy is good. So, after our last session was heavy.
Oh, my God.
Because we did two spliffs.
We did bowl.
A standard bowl and a honeycomb bowl.
Oh, okay, yeah, we actually did. Fucking hell, we actually smoked quite a bit last time.
Because we repacked it after the honeycomb.
We did. No, right, I must say, I've never had extract before. I am totally 100% converted on it because I can't remember if we were talking about this actually on the show or a bit after
we did,
the
we
show.
We talked a little bit afterwards after we stopped recording because we...
I think I was just asking about like money, pricing
Because the lock had set in at that point.
Oh my... But that was really good. Like, what was really nice about that is even though typically the reason I don't like bongs is because it sort of like hits you in your face, you're really fucked really quick. But with the extract, one, I was really high. There's no, but it kept on going.
Oh yeah, it rolls.
Yeah,
it's like an intense creeper high is what I like to call it, because it's not like it. You do get that initial whoom through your body, of that surge of THC, like you really feel it, but then afterwards it slowly dissipates, but it's creeping, so it's like you think it's going away, but then it spikes.
Yeah, I was literally sitting here for like about, because when you left, you literally turned around and was like...
That was a half hour walk home.
That was a half an hour.
I live 10 minutes away.
I totally took your advice. You gave me some advice. You were like, right, get some snacks.
Yeah.
Get some drink. Like, whatever you need,
get
it now.
while you're aware of it.
And I was a bit like, and when you said that to me, like, I did it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a bit like, well, do you know what? I'm actually, like, it's not that sort of mongy high. I actually feel all right to go... And then I got comfy.
That's the problem.
And then I can't even remember what the fuck I put on. Okay, I have no idea what I watched. I put on some shit.
You could have certainly set that up for the joke of I put on Dazed and Confused and I was so high I couldn't watch it.
For all I know, I could have watched it. I don't think I did.
You trust me, some of the bits of that movie you'll remember it just because of who's in it. It's Ben Affleck, Matthew McConaughey. Young Matthew McConaughey.
Young Matthew McConaughey.
With a handlebar mustache.
But
well, you know all the things like all right, yeah. All the things like
no,
the catchphrases.
I know it's
all
from
come
there.
From that one movie.
No, I know you and Nikki quote it constantly. I know, but
because you're cool, man.
You're cool, man.
No, but I mean, I still played like Dazed and Confused during my set. I played it on the weekend because it's just some classic rock tracks in there. And my set wound really well, apparently, so that's good to hear.
Yes.
I played a metal version of This Love by Maroon 5.
I like it.
No, because most songs, if they're bass heavy, like pop songs, work in metal because of it's so heavily bass driven. So if you've got a bass is worth half his soul, you can really get some good covers done. It's also how my cover of Mr. Bombastic also works. And what was the other one? Oh, Toto's Africa. Metal covers. They're awesome.
Do you like a metal cover? Sorry to quickly jump out of this pothole and go back to extracts.
Because, no, to the extract conversation.
Because like I would actually, because like I don't really know anything like about like extracts and oils.
I know the stuff behind it, and I know a lot about different strains of it because I do watch a lot of review shows of weed and stuff, just to help with my education.
See, you're a much better stoner than I. Like, I'm a creature of habit. Like, I know the brand of weed that works for like me and my body. I know what I like, and I like smoking spliffs.
Mm.
Like, that is how I prefer. Like, I find even when like I crack up like Beaker, like, because I do. I have so little bit been converted to the bong. Totally, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, you don't need to go big with bongs. I honestly prefer the personal ones, and we got a new one to review.
Yes, we do. We'll get onto that in a bit, but. Like, I find even if I have a bong, shortly afterwards, I want a spliff.
Oh, yeah, no, don't
because
get me...
I think it's the habit. It's, like, it's the holding the, it, it's like, the, I take my
it's
time.
It's the ritual.
Yes.
Which I completely agree with. And I get that still from, like, packing cones and, you know, because I can't roll blunts, I can't roll anything, and you can't get a blunt rolling machine, so... I get these pre-rolled cones, and I pack them. And even that, just, like, putting it in, packing it down... making sure it's level, make sure you've got enough that's going all the way through. I haven't really cracked the bottom yet on these because I'm going around like that, and because I can't see down that far, I don't know if it's levelling out properly, making air pockets.
Yeah, I see. See, whenever I do blunts, I only really crack them out for occasions, like because I don't really smoke blunts to myself typically.
I have one a week.
See, I don't. And again, there's no reason for it. I just don't.
I like blanking them out for like sessions like this, recordings or
yes.
A circle with friends. It's just because everyone has usually is just smoking spliffs. I like to throw something different into a circle.
See, I think because
like, I produce bongs like and my pipes and stuff at parties, and people are just like, "Whoa!" It's just like it's not the hardest equipment to buy. Everything I have, like you can get in Up in Smoke. Well, maybe not my Sherlock pipe because that's from Grav Labs, Texas, but.
No, but you can easily get hold of stuff like that. Even online, if you can't be bothered to actually go, or you don't have a shop close to you, you can get like glassware very easily online and at reasonable prices as well.
A lot of UK stores do offers, guys. Even on a basic like £9-10 bong, like Beaker's technically is a $20 bong, so it's about 17 quid. But that's because it's a perked downstem.
Yeah, I love Beaker. Sorry, you know, everyone knows I'm obsessed with it. Like, I do love it.
Yep, and of course you've got the pre-cooler on there as well. The free.
Pipe. I must admit, every single time I use the pre-cooler, yeah. I don't really do it just with Beaker. Like, I'm definitely again.
You can the bowl that's in the pre-cooler is from. Beaker.
Yeah, no, so. it is from Beaker. I know. Like, yeah. I before you gave me the pre-cooler, I was doing it just like with the bowl that came with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, it's just so smooth and so easy. And like, of course, like whereas I'm not really a bong person, it's sort of like that harsh kick in your throat. I don't really like the pre-cooler. Like Beaker is smooth as it is.
Yeah.
But the pre-cooler just makes it like it's perfect. Like for me.
Well, the thing is though, you can always do a bowl with this and then try it with a pre-cooler because it's 14 mil. It's compatible parts.
I about to say, like speaking of, because we keep mentioning it. I
treated myself to a new bong.
It does look very pretty, actually. We will take a picture and pop it up.
Yeah, on the Twitters.
On the Twitters and the Facebooks and stuff for you.
It is a Grace Glass honeycomb mini bong. It's a straight tube bong, so which most honeycombs are, to be fair. And it goes up to another attachment. I've filled it with the... not the MK Ultra. I can't remember. It begins with A. Sorry, I smoked away the name of the strain we're smoking.
I'm absolutely...
Appalachia, that's it, Appalachia.
Also, just to mention, the bowl you have is like a big, like, jewel. Like,
yeah, I bought it because it matches the colour of the bong.
Yeah, about to say, it's all blue, so it looks like this giant sapphire. Yeah. It's actually, like, really cute.
That's why she's called Jewel.
It is actually a perfect little name for it. It's very pretty. Not that people care how pretty their bowls are, but I think it's really cute. I think
it's nice to take some pride in your pieces. Like, if you're going to go colour, if there's a colour running through, try and keep the colour going if you're going to change the
bowl piece. Yeah, admittedly, it would look a bit funny if it had, like, you know, a bright, like, pink.
Oh, yeah.
Like, bowl or something.
I would never go like that. And bright pink in glass never looks good. It's got that, like, cake candy glass look to it.
But it's so your colour.
It's totally my colour. I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah, so we'll crack that out in a little bit. We mentioned 420.
Yes, excited.
How are we rolling this year? Because it's a bit different. We don't have a space where we can do an all-day session.
Well, potentially we do, because we can potentially do it here. Obviously, it's just a case of I have to check certain things.
It's a risk. I don't, you know, not to mention it's an all-day smoke, and we smoke intensely on 420 for a reason.
No, I understand that. The reason why I say potentially is five, because depending what date it falls on.
Thursday.
So I'll have to see. Like, potentially we can do it around here. I won't go into detail. People don't care the reasons why I have to sort shit out. But potentially we can do it around here. It depends how many of us here. Hopefully there'll be Nikki.
If not, spot tour.
Oh, it has been a while. Didn't we pop out last for
420? We did a couple. We did roof. We did the rooftop and the escape.
Yes. We had a nice little wonder last year. And the weather was actually quite nice.
Yeah, it's April, end of April. Usually it's start. You're getting a little bit of summer coming your way.
Yeah, because but don't get me wrong. I loved this.
Because the hottest month last year was May. Yeah, it was, you know, when we had that weird heat wave for a week. Dog loved it. Big garden like that.
But that's one thing about the spacement. It was absolutely great, except that there was no windows. So when it was like something, it would have been nice just to have a bit of like natural.
I agree. But it was one of those things. It's just like, it was just, we were just bathing in our own smoke.
I love the spacement. But 420. So I want to do the...
Bonglympics again.
Bonglympics, that was it. I couldn't think what the fuck we called it last year.
Yeah.
And yes, they will all be bongs before you like kick off about the pipes that were unacceptable.
Yeah. No, the pipes were awesome, but it was just Bonglympics. I thought we were building bongs.
We did build bongs, like, and we were shit with recording. I did. I even put some orange squash in the bottom, made it a bit for it. Actually worked really well.
Surprisingly well.
I know, I'm doing that again this year. Might find something different to like put in it, like. So that was really nice.
Sports drinks are good, like Gatorade and that.
No, I was going to say it's got to be like, you know, some like, I wonder if, would juice work or is that too thick?
Too thick. They say, that's what I mean, some of the best bong alternatives that I've read on the web, and I've tried a couple. Those sports drinks are really good because it's an artificial flavour, so it gets up, it infuses with the smoke. So you know, the blueberry one, like the blueberry one I did last year, I did the Powerade, and it was just like, ah, oh, so nice. But it's one of those things, is like I did it in one of my glasses and it murdered a washout. So, but it would be perfect for made up bongs.
Yeah, ones that...
Essential bongs, basically.
Yeah. Saying that, I feel like I totally kept one, and I have no idea what the...
You kept your juice one.
I know, I have no idea what the... I'm terrible at screwing shit away.
You said you wanted to keep that one so you could practice bongs.
Yes. I have no
now
idea.
Now you have your own.
Now I have two bongs. Yeah. Like, one's just on loan, but... Well, I say that. I don't know. I don't think Nikki's ever coming back. I think the Queen's mine.
You inherited the Queen. You inherited the bong I took my first rip off of.
I feel bad for the Queen because the Queen is very big. It's too big for
it's
me.
It's a two-footer with a two-footer ice catcher standard with a 5 mil bowl.
I think I need to put myself in training. Like... It's
the bowl's huge, Johnny. You'd have to change that to a personal bowl. That is definitely a party size.
Oh
bowl,
yeah, no, that is
party. That's about you could put 5 grams in that bowl. I'm not even lying.
Oh, I don't even have 5 grams. If
you ground it down and packed it properly, yeah, you could do 5 grams in it. That's a lot. So Bonglympics definitely. Try and get through the list this year. Smoke a pipe. Bong, blunt.
Yeah, we failed in general. We didn't re-record.
No.
Like, we didn't finish the list.
Alarms will be set to make sure that we record at least 10 minutes every hour this year.
About it, because it would have been quite good because we had like friends popping in and out over the course of the day. Like, you had like us three is the main ones, obviously. Mm. And we had a few guest appearances from people.
Well, I've got interest in people that want to come on the show anyway. It's just deck scheduling with them.
Yes, I think we do need to get someone back. Well, it's always fun having someone on.
Mr. Lamb and his missus would like to come on the show, and they're a stoner couple, which would be a great thing to talk about. I know you've been in relationships where your partner was also a stoner.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, so you know a bit bad, but I never really have. I dated a girl briefly who was a stoner, but it wasn't really a relationship.
You know, I actually went out with a guy and. Like, we were both also living in places where we could smoke as well,
yeah.
Like, inside, which is always nice. I think the only one bad thing about going out with a fellow smoker, because for the most part, it's great. Yeah. Like, I'm currently going out with someone that isn't a smoker, and sometimes that can cause a bit of friction. But it was just like sometimes
the significant other is cool with the smoking. Though.
No, the significant other is cool. Like I've smoked for like I've always smoked all the time that we've been together, which is nearly 8 years. Yeah, I've always smoked. I smoked prior to that, so it's sort of like this is what I do. But no, he's cool with it. However,
I mean, sometimes when he comes home, your 12 years long service, isn't it?
Oh fuck, hard. Shit. So this year I'm at 12.
Oh, so this is your 12 years.
Because I'm 26.
Yeah.
So it's 12 years.
I forget I'm 2 years older than you. I turned 28 in a couple of weeks.
Ah, God. I'm getting old.
Yeah. No, we're not. We've got a lot of life ahead of us. Especially if we keep smoking this.
Yeah. But no, the only one bad thing about going out
is... How old's Tommy Chong?
No fucking
man care. Cured his own cancer.
It works, people.
Do you know, did you know that he shared when he was in prison for selling bongs, true story, Tommy Chong went to prison for selling bongs, his cellmate was Jordan Belford, the guy from Wolf of Wall Street.
No way!
And guess who helped, then Tommy helped him write Wolf of Wall Street, because he wrote it in prison.
That's really cool.
But it wasn't like, oh, Tommy, what do you think about this? Because Tommy was writing a book in prison as well. That's how he passed the time. He was writing the stories of his years of Cheech and Chong and stuff like that, and their war on marijuana.
Yeah.
Well, war on drugs, basically. It was just like he was making him out to be a hero when he was writing, though. The guy who's basically fucked Wall Street. So he's just like, no, man, these aren't the stories you should tell, man. Tell me about the hookers and the blow and all the weird shit you did. That's what people want to hear. And then eventually became Wolf of Wall Street, which became the movie. Tommy Chong, man. He's on the stone. All right. Who are you? Who would you put on the Mount Rushmore of stoners? The four big stoner icons, celebrities.
Cheech and Chong. They literally have to be. Like, I couldn't think of anyone to sort of be a bit more, like, publicly known across the
they're,
board.
They're the originators. There are George Washington of stoners.
Yeah.
Like, first stoner president.
Do you know what? I'm not too sure because, like, nowadays there's quite a lot of, like, celebrities that are quite open about smoking. Like, is it Morgan Freeman?
Morgan Freeman, yeah. Like, he always has been, though.
Yeah. I'm trying to think now. Why do you always do this to me with people and names? Everyone knows human names. I don't know. I got three so far.
You rolling got? Down the street, smoking endo, sipping on gin and juice.
Oh, Snoop Dogg. Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking money, God. How could I not fucking say Snoop Dogg? Oh, Bob Marley. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Marley's not on mine, but I have got another older stoner.
No, I was going to say, the reason I say, I'm thinking of, like, me? Again, across the board, like, that's that, if you asked anyone on the street.
Who smoked weed? You'd get mixed responses now, because you would obviously get, like, people go Wiz Khalifa, stuff like that, Dre.
Yeah, no, again, you do get a lot of, like, more modern-day people. I am not really down with the kids, so I'm...
for me, it's Cheech Chong, Snoop, and Willie Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. The guy is 89 years old. On his 89th on his 88th birthday, he got his double black belt in Taekwondo. He created his own brand of biofuel.
That is cool.
And did a sold-out US tour. At 88. And people say this shit's a drug. This is the cure to long life. Come on. There's always... Everybody knows that old stoner. Okay? Nobody knows that old meth head, do they? Look at that really old cocaine addict.
Yeah, that is very true.
We are going to live longer. This helps you live longer. I love it. I don't have the game, unfortunately. I didn't do a blazer of bullshit. I completely forgot, and I had such a busy weekend. It was my own fault.
How dare you?
But we could play the other game.
You want to play the other game?
We could play Last Man Standing, because I am still your off the reels Last Man Standing champion. Defending my title only 2 days ago, and I won. Well, I didn't win. My partner won, but he was on my team, so I keep the belt. But to be fair, that's the only one on my wins that I haven't won myself out of three in a row.
That's not bad.
Tom won the belt first. I won it back, retained it, and then Paul helped me retain it this time. And I was up until literally 2 minutes before we went live, the undisputed champion, because I was the hardcore champion as well.
Hardcore champion.
That means anybody can challenge us. It's not part of the show. It's literally just like a fun in the pub.
Yeah.
And if I win it back, I'll be a 5-time undisputed champion.
And then you got someone like me who can't even remember like actors' fucking names or films, like even the really obvious ones. So really, it's more like, you know, a David and Goliath story here, but I don't even have a slingshot. Like,
you've won. I don't win every time.
I feel like I must have. I've been doing this show for like, what, a year? Have I been doing this for like a year?
No, because we asked you after 4:20. I think your anniversary is in June.
I think that's why I'm thinking it's because I was on the show, but I was not a host of the show.
Yeah, you were. That was still when you were at guest, like return guest status.
Yes.
Which you share with only two other people.
Yeah.
Soon to be three, because he wants to come back on again.
Mackham wants to come back on again.
He said he wants to do it again because he says it's nice to share what I do. Like, the weed. He's not a huge weed smoker.
No, I don't really think of him as a smoker.
He'll have a toke.
I know he is, but I don't consider him like a proper stoner.
No, I think of him
more as like booze and cigarettes than weed.
Yeah. But he has had good experiences with me. He pulled a whitey on my birthday. right then. Product review time.
Yay! I do love product reviews. So
this is the Grace Glass Honeycomb Personal Bong. It's about 12 inches, so it's about a foot. One multi-disc honeycomb perk in the bottom. Blue decal and a jeweled blue bowl that I added myself. You don't want to rip this heavily.
Okay, I was about to say, I have not done honeycomb one ever before.
This is the honeycomb perk, so yeah.
I'm quite intrigued.
I'm just going to show you the kind of action you get just inhaling. This is what it's like.
Oh, that's really light.
So you got to think that's how that's going to burst up all the...
Has it got a rush hole? Oh, no, it's got a bowl on it. What?
No, so it's... It is just a lift.
I realised as soon as the words came out of my mouth.
That's fine. No, it's a good thing to say. It doesn't have a rush hole, so your ears...
Yeah, it's just lifting
You have to lift the bowl.
Lifting the bowl out. How much did you pay for it?
This was £22, and the bowl was an additional £4.
So about 26 altogether. Like, obviously, it came with a bowl, you just...
Altogether.
Got a different one.
Yeah. Normal bowl, cool. It was a lever bowl, so it was easier to get in and out. But the hole at the bottom was too big, and I'm not a big fan of using screens.
Yeah, you did say earlier it would need a screen. Yeah. I don't know if anyone doesn't know what a screen is. It's just to make sure the weed doesn't fall through the stem.
It stops scoobying, and like, unfortunately, because you can see, because I did try it out with the original bowl, there is scoobies in there.
There is some weed in the stem.
Getting a bit funky. All right. See you on the other side.
Let's give this bitch a go. That is really light how you're pulling on that.
I didn't get a good hit on that, but... Yeah, that's the stuff right there.
Yeah, have you... Because I know, obviously, you said you gave it a go with the original...
You got greens on your left, so...
Cool. Yeah, I know you said, obviously, you've already given it a go with the previous bowl. Have you tried it with this one yet?
You can see the staining on the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've had it for a week, so yeah.
Oh, so you've had a good few goes on it then?
Yeah, yeah. It was my daily piece. Like, sometimes I really just crave, like, an Insta high, so I'd rather have a bong rip than a spliff.
Yeah.
But usually I'll have that, and then that's an evening of Cole's just going to relax, watch some TV, eat some food, sort a bit of his bedroom out, get ready for the next day. But if I have to do something, I usually just have a spliff because I can control the ratio better.
Yeah, and also if you're getting a bit too high, you can always leave it
and go back to it when I get back. Yeah.
Not that you can't do that with a bong, but obviously it's more of an instant high. So once you've sort of
and this rips beautifully as you just seen. Here we go. That's it. How smooth is that?
That was really smooth. I must admit, I do prefer...
Beaker
with the cooler on it.
Mm-hmm.
But not to say that was not smooth. I don't know. It is different from a regular bong. I could not put it into words.
Yeah, it is a bit hard to describe. How
it is different... I'm trying to...
Flavour saver and a half. You really get the flavour through that.
Oh, it is tasty. That was actually the other thing I was going to say. I know the blunt was a cocktail,
mm-hmm.
but the taste of this is just so different.
Sweet, very sweet.
Yeah. I wonder what this would be like with a fruity...
It would work. It would work very well, yeah.
I bet that would be particularly tasty.
I can see if I can keep a little bit of it. I'll see if I can get some more. My guy does get the weird and the wonderful.
Nom, nom, nom.
Ooh, still some greens. We're being really considerate to each other.
Sharing is caring.
Yeah, but no, we've literally burnt in quarters. It's like two quarters of green.
Oh. Joe, this is going to bug me. I'm still trying to think, like, think how to describe it to people.
It's not it's as... It's a bit intense on the lungs because it's a really straight shooter because of the glass.
Yeah, but it's... I don't know if this will sound weird, but it's really clear in your throat.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's that percolate. That's the percolator. It just makes it so smooth so it's not going to affect your throat as much.
Yeah, but what you said, I totally felt it in my lungs. I understand why you do a lighter pull on it than a regular bong. If I tried to do a regular pull, not that my regular pull is a lot anyway,
yeah.
I think I would die if I tried to... Huh?
Go top half on the bowl, because that's... You've still got a quarter of greens there.
Oh, we're so lovely with our sharing.
Oh, yeah. It's not a loud rip as well. So if you do need to be a subtle bong smoker, it is quite good if you want a better piece.
I didn't even notice that. That is right. Do you think that's partly as well because you're pulling on it lighter?
No, it's just the way the perk is, because it's more intense on that because it's bigger bubbles coming through, whereas it's small bubbles coming through that.
So that's it, like the actual, like the grid itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm rather intrigued.
Honeycomb's a percolated disc, basically. It's just like a sieve that it goes through, just because it will create smaller bubbles, which is more air getting into it, which is easier onto your lungs. But you're not losing any of the THC, which is the shit that gets you high.
I'm about to say, drop in some science.
Oh, yeah. I'm only regurgitating what I get off these review shows.
No, but... I don't know if I would necessarily be converted to this. Not that it is not lovely.
But you can agree that it's a good day to day piece. You could use that every day.
Definitely a daily piece. Yeah. Like I wouldn't necessarily rock it out for a party. Not this size. I don't even gathering, know how big you can get.
You can get a bigger bowl. I mean, if I pack that to the brim.
I just meant like an actual like bong with a honeycomb grim in general. So therefore, it's like a bigger cylinder, bigger bowl.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, lots of bowl. To be honest with you, once you get bigger, honeycomb ones are the more expensive way to go. Because genuinely, in a bigger bong, they'll do a double disc, double perk. So.
That was a bit too much.
Yeah. I was you're a brave soldier on that one. Okay. Why do you keep doing this to yourself?
Do you know what it was?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realise how much it was until I started breathing it in. And then when I started, I told myself I'd finish.
You can go back and finish your milk, you know.
Yeah, do you know what? I can't believe how much that is actually staying in the... pipe when you didn't have to cover that or anything. Didn't lose that. If I knew that was an option, I would have done that. Actually, I feel like I took that quite well though for me.
You didn't. I was expecting the ACAC to happen. Every stone, what ACAC cut, the ACAC is, that's when you're like when you get so intense and rhythm with it, you kind of sound like an ACAC gun.
That's what I did last time, I think.
we both at CAC last show.
But that, even despite the fact that was way too big, that was still actually pretty smooth and really tasty.
Oh, yeah. It's a flavour saver, definitely.
I definitely rate that.
It gets a solid, out of 5 bongs, I'd give that a solid 4.
I would give that a 4 as well. Yeah, solid 4. That was 4. Really good.
Not blow your mind off, but exceptional day-to-day piece for the stone when you want to pay a little bit more.
Yeah, that's definitely like a day-to-day one, like solo one.
I'd be sore if it broke. Don't get me wrong, because I am sore whenever you lose a piece, you know. But it's one of those things that it's not that much to replace.
Yeah, it's still actually quite cheap.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know the honeycomb ones, they're normally a lot more expensive.
Lower end on a basic one that's like semi-punctured, you can get for about 18 from a premium on a low-end glass company.
What is that? What sort of size? Is that sort of like just...
So a bit smaller than that, not as great quality glass, but won't have the thick base that has, because that, you're knocking that, like, that's got quite a good base on it. Love it. Closer to what I got, about 22 for a good one, a good size, middle range one. Closer to 35 because you're getting sort of really good quality glasses there, and they really, like, all the holes are like machine excellent. Whereas that, it's definitely hand blown because I can see there's different ones and ones that are smaller and bigger than others. Doesn't really affect it much, but if you really want that rich, like, guaranteed pull,
yeah,
you want a machine punch glass.
It's all really about how much you're willing to spend on the quality of, like, the
glass. Like, you spend more, you get more generally.
Yeah.
Anything past 75, you're getting into ridiculous contraption areas.
Yeah.
That's when you've got, it's going to have, like, perk down stem to honeycomb to down stem to, oxygen tank. You know, it just gets ridiculous at that point. It's like, I'm all for trying them and going. I would love to try, like, those ridiculous, like, $300 £300 bongs and stuff. Big 4-footers with all the extra shit and see if you can hack it.
That's it. I would love to have a go on one of those, like, massive, like, you know, they've got, like, two separate, like, cooling chambers. Mm. And they look amazing. I've seen some of them, like, on YouTube videos.
Yeah.
I'd love to give it a go, but I don't know anyone that has that much money to spend on it and smokes that much weed that it's sort of worth having one of those.
We're not high rolling stoners. I mean, considering that I call us middle class because of the fact that we're not just getting Rizzler, using our rail cards as roaches. Smoking that dingy brown weed that you get off your guy who told you it is best shit.
Oh my god, I remember those days picking off on off of, like, guys who thought they were rude boys. Oh, smoking in, like, parks and in car parks, like, about to say rail cards, literally. Yeah. That is what I used to use.
Everyone used rail cards for their roaches. It's the only reason people got on the train, I thought. I mean, I obviously was later in life stoner because I started smoking only 4 or 5 years ago now. Probably 5 years now. So I'm halfway to my 10-year, when you guys will be only a few years away from your 20-year. Well, not the boy anymore.
No.
Not smoked properly for 3 months. I'm sorry to say this, but Nikki's not a stoner anymore.
See, do you know what? I'm not even really sure, like, how much he's even smoking in that time. Because you're saying, like, in that three months, I feel like the only time he smoked
was with us. He was only smoking with us.
Yeah, and just, I didn't... Just
continue doing the show, and that's, like, an arrangement him and Shaney had.
Yeah, I wonder what's going on with, like, him, like, where he is now. Like, I'm guessing he's not smoking...
He's not.
At all.
He's got nothing there.
Do you know what's going to be...
That's why he never came around and got his stuff before he left, like he said he was going to.
Do you know what's
going to
be really funny?
What?
When he comes back, he's going to get so baked so quick.
All right.
His tolerance is going to be gone, I feel like. Because
we've got a bet on this.
He doesn't listen to this show. No,
so me and you've got a bet on this. Right.
Well, how much will it take for him to be...
We have to... all right. One point if you call the item he taps out on.
Okay.
Another point, if it's near the end, if it's in between a session... So if you think he's going to tap out during a smoke...
Oh, okay. Or like in between a spliff and then we're going to do a bong and he's like, no. Okay.
Okay. We'll call the time when he actually, like, starts... The choking begins. Because he won't hack the inhale. He'll go too big.
Yeah, that is true, actually. He'll rip a bong. I don't know if he'll think twice about it.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
And... The time he officially taps out. Right. First one. What is he going to tap out on? And this rule stipulates what if he taps out and then in between, it's what we're going on to next is what he taps out on.
Okay, so the one following, not the one prior.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm assuming, obviously, say he has a spliff and then taps out immediately afterwards, that counts as the spliff.
Yeah.
Cool.
If he says no, but that's literally, but he has to say that before it's stubbed out. Agreed?
So, just to clarify. So, say the spliff is stubbed out. 30 seconds later, he then says he taps out. That still counts as him tapping out on the spliff.
Yes.
Right, that's fine, yeah.
I'll give you that. You get a minute on the other side.
Yeah, because there's going to be some time in between.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
All right,
I'll give you 5 minutes the other side. Fair?
Yeah, well, I'll say just see, like, in between, like, cause, like, how long it is in between.
All right, we'll gauge it at the time.
Whichever one it is closest to.
All right.
I think that'll be fair.
So I think he's going to tap out on a spliff.
Oh, I was going to say spliff as well.
You can go for it.
Do you know what? I'll go for bong.
You think he's going to tap out on bong?
I think he's going to tap out on a bong.
All right. The akak.
Yes.
I think he'll akak on the bong rip, but not the first one. I think he'll akak on his second bong hit of the day.
He'll be the second one of the day?
Yeah.
Okay, I think he will akak on... I'm going to go with the first one.
You think he's going to go straight away?
I think...
You think he's going to get ballsy because he's going to try and keep up?
Yeah, I think he will just come back thinking he can just smoke.
Blood tight's THC, I'm fine.
Yeah, because it's not even like we're going to be packing a light bowl.
No, it's 4:20.
No, but this is my point. So it's going to be a big bowl. So even if he doesn't do a massive rip, he might not be able to hack it, but I reckon he will try and go.
Oh, I think we've got to go. We got to start saving some key for that.
Yeah, it's got to start saving. But I think he will. He will just rip a big one, and won't be able to hack it.
Okay. All right. What time of the day is he going to tap out? Obviously.
It depends when we start.
I was going to say, we'll go from when we start.
So we're going by hours in?
We'll go hours in.
Rather than a time.
Than a time, yeah. I think he'll tap out 3 hours in. I think he'll still have a bit of his tolerance. He is smoking.
But, a tap out counts if he says no to anything. If it's a spliff, if it's a bong. Anything.
This is just the general tap out. The specifics, yeah. I'll re-listen to the recording and see.
Yeah, we'll... it'll be really funny when we, like, tell him we betted on this.
We haven't said what the...
No, we haven't got to that bit yet. Let's just...
Yeah. But right, I'm just going to show you real quick. That's 3 weeks worth of key for me at the moment.
Oh, I don't really have that much at the moment. I will start saving up.
We got to start saving stuff like this. I'll try and get some extract for us as well.
I'll give you some money towards it. But
no worries.
Okay.
We go halvesy. We can go halvesy at like 30 quid to a gram. So. Oh,
sweet.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, because I don't think we're necessarily going to be rushing straight into it when we... Like, I feel like, because there'll be chatting. No, but
you've got to think, this is kind of a competition, so it could be just like, you know, we're straight in here, I grab the pre-roll, spark it, and just get the circle going.
That's true, it is 4:20, it will be constant.
Yeah.
You said 3 hours, you said.
3 hours. Because he will at least try and trudge through a good chunk of Monocle.
I am going to say...
We'll definitely most probably smoke and start Bong Olympic, so we'll stay up through that.
I'm going to go with 4 hours.
4 hours. You think he's going to last to food?
I think he might make it...
Because you know we get hungry 3 hours when we get to four.
No, I know, but I was going to say 3. You took 3.
I'm only taking the under because I think we're going to get 4 hours and we're going to get nearer to starting thinking about where we're ordering the takeout from.
Yeah, I wanted to say 3, but and then I feel like 3.5 is cheeky.
No. Dude, you want to go 3.5? I didn't say it had to be on the hour.
No, but just because it's... I'm gonna go 3.5. I'm gonna go three and a half because you took 3, so I'm gonna go 3.5 hours.
Right. I'll put a 20 bag on this.
You're gonna put a 20 bag on this.
Yes.
All right. All right. 20 bag.
20 bag. But you
first. Hey, didn't we miss something?
What?
Did we say there was five of them? Did we do five?
Yeah, we did five. We did more than five.
Hang on. What did we say? So.
What he taps out on.
We taps out on.
Akak.
Akak.
Hours in.
Hours in.
What he taps out on. No, we said that already. I don't even listen to the recording.
We're useless.
We're stoned. God dang it. This is exactly how I wanted today to go.
Oh, it has been really, like, nice and chilled.
Yeah.
And it's been a while since we've actually, like, seen each other.
Yes, because, well, I've always busy with the thing I had to do, and that's done, and raised the monies for the peeps and stuff, so I'm happy about that. We get the total tomorrow, so it's going to be all good in the hood. We know it's over £500, though, so that's really...
Oh, wow.
Stalls gave huge handouts. Like, weren't expecting it.
Sort of.
Like, money they made, they gave us a chunk of what they made.
Ah, oh, that was really nice.
Oh, a lot of them want to come back, and they want to, like, to do next year, because we got the green light to do next year. First weekend of March, which is the 3rd and 4th of March, which is Nigel's... Ah, balls. I think that's Nigel's 60th birthday.
Exciting.
I don't think I'll DJ in the evening. I'll just like, I've got to go now. I've got to go have dinner. But Carl, you're dressed as Buzz Lightyear. I'll say I had nothing to wear. It's laundry day.
That'll work.
That'll work. Right. So, usual question of the podcast. Jody, have you watched Dazed and Confused yet?
No. No, I haven't, because I am a horrible, disgusting human being.
It's on the Netflix.
Right, do you know what? I really know it is on Netflix. It's almost got to the point that I kind of want to wait for, like, Nikki to be here and for us to all watch it together.
We could do high commentary.
Oh my God.
They don't go particularly well. I've done a few in the past.
Maybe not for the first time I watch it.
Okay.
Like, let me enjoy it.
Oh, wow. We're way over time.
Oh, wow. Look at us chatting shit.
That's fine. Follow us on Twitter at The Green Monocle. Follow us on Instagram at The Green Monocle.
Follow us on Facebook at The Green Monocle.
I have been Carl, Blindsight Roland.
I've been Jodie, a.k.a. The Girl.
We'll catch you and remember to press record.
Bye.